Footnote Press presents
The Coin by Yasmin Zahar, performed by Sarah Aga. Dirt was my first hypothesis. It had its way of going where nothing else would go, and I kept seeing it on surfaces, in corners, underneath furniture and long nails. I always noticed it, which is not unusual because I noticed many things, beautiful things too. I saw colors, birds moving in trees. I had been gifted with the pleasure of all of these, together with my suffering of all of these, and especially the dirt. Everywhere. And in New York, so much of it. Stubborn and full of the promise of disease. I had just moved to America, and I was working as a teacher at a middle school. It was never something I wanted to do. I would have preferred a job with glamour and prestige, but it was a job I enjoyed. I've always been motivated by pleasure, never by money, because money I had enough of, and pleasure one cannot possess. And teachers have power. Don't forget that. Franklin had blue walls, blue stairs, blue doors. All the boys there grew up in blue bedrooms, I imagined. Anywhere else, that blue would have been sickening. But at a school, I found it joyous. It reminded me of my vacation to Havana with Sasha, how the shops there only displayed the basic products. Bread, eggs, soap, toilet paper. Basic blue. Now that I think of it, the Franklin blue was the blue of the Cuban flag. You're right, that the American flag also features the color blue, but one cannot get to the bottom of it with all those stripes and stars. What an overbearing flag. Just the thought of it twists my eyeballs. At the end of our trip to Cuba, Sasha said to me very directly, "I know that you need to get out of there. I'm going to help you." He got me the job through a colleague who was friends with Aisha, the headmistress. It was a win-win, because I got to leave Palestine, and Sasha got me, and Franklin got a donation from Sasha. I was hired halfway through September. It was early enough in the year, and as Aisha told me, it was time for change. When she walked me into the classroom and I saw all the copies of Moby Dick, my first thought was that I was in way over my head, that this was a terrible idea. I had never read any of the books in that closet, never read Twain, never heard of Bronte. But the first weeks went by and I realized that as long as the boys scored high enough on the standardized tests, I could do whatever I wanted with them. And that's when I began to see myself as really big and important. No, not as their savior, much more than that. Their general. The boys were living at an important moment. Very soon, they were going to get dirty in the streets of New York. But for the time being, they were still clean. And I liked being around them. I have to be totally honest with you. We're going to get somewhere good. You will see that I'm a moral woman, that all I want is to be clean. I wore a very nice perfume then. Lys Méditerranée by Edouard Fletcher. Very strong and sexual. I always imagined it smelled like an inseminated flower on a summer night in a coastal city. It smelled like the opposite of incest, like a just-conceived super-species. The lease was useful to me, living in a big city like New York. When I moved there, not old yet, I was a free woman. I thought there was no better feeling in this world than leaving work to walk along a Manhattan Avenue wearing a violent perfume with no one waiting for you at home. I had done the math and come to the right answer, which is always zero, or even less. To love is not worth it. The benefits, whatever they are mostly a comfort from the relentless emptiness of being human, a separate being alone in the world. They are not worth putting yourself at the mercy of others. "This isn't a secret," I said to people. I even said it to my students. "To love is to be taken hostage, boys. It's Stockholm syndrome." Yes, I was with Sasha. We had been together for years, but he didn't have any power over me. I never thought of him when he wasn't there. My heart never skipped a beat. I'm not proud of this. I would have preferred...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?